I would like to invite the kids to come forward, please. Risa's going to share a kids' message with you this morning. Thank you, Risa.
Thank you. Good morning. I'm glad to see everybody here this morning. I brought with me a songbook. Anybody read what that says? It says, the Sesame Street Songbook. This is, that's what it says. It's not as like our hymn book that we use in church, but it is a songbook that my kids and I used when my kids were little. Have any of you guys seen Sesame Street before? Yeah, you know some of the characters on Sesame Street? Who might they be? Ernie and Bert? Cookie Monster, Grover, Elmo, Big Bird, a lot of them. Well, when I used to watch Sesame Street with my kids, they had kind of a little, they used a song from the Sesame Street songbook to teach a lesson. And the song that they would sing that I'm thinking about is called One of These Things Is Not Like the Other. So the characters would play the game, and they would have several choices with one of the things not belonging to the group because it was different. And while you tried to figure out which of the things was different, they would sing the song. So I thought maybe we could try that this morning. So I've got a picture here of four things. Can you see those four things? And I want you to be looking at those things, and I'm going to actually try to sing the song, and then you can tell me which of those things doesn't belong. So the characters on Sesame Street would sing, one of these things is not like the other, one of these things just doesn't belong. Can you tell which thing is not like the other by the time I finish my song? So look at this. There's a dog, an elephant, some skunks, and a computer. Which thing doesn't belong? That computer does not belong. Why? What? It's not an animal, is it? All the other ones are animals. Yeah, the puppy's an animal, elephant's an animal, skunk's an animal. Okay, well, I've got another one. Okay. Let's pretend I'm singing the song again. One of these things is not like the other. And look at the picture. I've got a strawberry, some shoes, a cookie, and a sandwich. Yeah, the shoes don't belong, do they? Can you eat shoes? No, that would be crazy. But you can eat a strawberry or a sandwich or the cookie. Okay, I've got one more. Pretend I'm singing the song. One of these things is not like the other. I got a picture of a man, I got a picture of an older man and a younger man and a woman and a lady and a little kid. Which one of these doesn't belong? You think the kid doesn't belong? I think this one is a little bit tougher. Because even though these people don't look exactly the same, right? Some are old, some are young, some are boys, some are girls. They're all people, right? They all have hair and two eyes and arms and legs, and they're kind of the same. So this was a little bit tricky because it's hard to tell what's different about them. But you know what? These people are all the same. You know how they're all the same? These people are all sinners. These people are all forgiven. And these people all are given heaven, the gift of heaven, because of Jesus. Well, in today's Bible readings that we just heard, we heard about David, who was a king. And we heard about a Pharisee who is a church leader. And you know what? they thought they were different from other people. They thought they were maybe better than other people around them. They didn't realize, or maybe they just forgot, that they were sinners like everybody else. And it took David's friend Nathan, and it took Jesus himself talking to the Pharisee to help them realize, hey, you're a sinner, and you need to be forgiven. Well, what does that have to do with us? We are just like the people in this picture. We are just like King David and the Pharisee. Do we sin? Yes, we do. We all sin, don't we? And are we forgiven? Yes, we are forgiven. And we all get to go to heaven because of what Jesus did, dying on the cross for us. So we're given that gift. So that's a pretty good thing to remember. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for loving us. Thank you for forgiving our sins. And thank you for giving us a place in heaven with you. Amen. And thanks for coming up.
Thank you, Risa.